Shalom to all. Today's Daf is in Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Zayin. We're talking about the 12th line of the two dots with the word Lama, and in the Vilna Sefer Daf, it's all the way at the end of Hey Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we discussed the Shita from Gamaliel in the Mishnah, who had said that the fourth hour of the day Chulin is allowed to be eaten. The fifth hour, no more Chulin, only Trum is allowed to be eaten. And the sixth hour, we burn everything. So the question is, says the Gemara Lama, why is this? What's the reason why Trum is allowed to be eaten in the fifth hour? Is it Menikus Shasa because it's Kadosh, so we can't cut off an hour of its eating time? Or maybe it's just because there aren't a lot of people to eat truma. Only kahanim are allowed to eat truma. Therefore, we need to give more time for chametz truma to be eaten. As we're manafim b'nehoin, what would be the nafkamina between these two answers? Chalos toida, the chametz breads of a carbon toida. In temer she'enoch lemetzuyin, if you want to say the reason why we have an extra hour to eat it is because there are not so many people to eat this thing, well, elu oichlein metzuyin. These things do have a lot of people to eat them. Everyone's allowed to eat a carbon toida, so there's no reason to give an extra hour to eat it. And in temer b'nei kedushasa, but if you want to say because of kadosh, elu yeshlein kedusha. These have kedusha because they're from a carbon toida. And the answer is from a price. Rabbi Nassan says that ksheiros netlu. When we said in our Mishnah that there's two loaves from a carbon toida, they were placed on the gag of the itztaba to notify everyone when they're allowed to or not allowed to eat chametz. He holds they were actually kosher. And shay lahen shah achas lachilason. They both stayed up there to tell everyone that they're allowed to continue eating chulin. And then when we say that we take one down and we're vitoilin, what does that mean? Vitoilin? We're toila chulin. Chulin's not allowed to be eaten of aloy sarfin, but it's not burned. But the toida itself is allowed to be eaten. Now isl chame or mishum she'ena chlai metzuyin? Are you going to say that it's because of ena chlai metzuyin? Well, it's not because of that. Menei kedusha, so it's because of the kedusha, and that's why according to Rav Nassan, you're allowed to continue eating these chalos toida in the fifth hour. Ofachasot over here of truma menei kedusha, so it's because of its kedusha. And we conclude. Amar Rav Yudim and Pazi tells us near dvarim shetei halacha karmen gamliel. It seems to be that we pass on the karmen gamliel shu oimer me'ain shnehen, because he says me'ain both of them. According to Yehuda, both chulin and truma are mutter only the fourth hour and usher the fifth. According to Meir, both are mutter the fifth hour, and Rav Gamliel is the midline. Chulin is mutter the fourth, and Truma mutter the fifth. And therefore we paskin like him. And also Rav Avin came, and he quoted Rav Yechon, who said, B'shem Hashem Yed Tzadok, Halacha Karm Gamliel, Shu Ayim Re'ein Shnein, Halacha Karm Gamliel, because he says, Me'ein both of them. And moving on to Halacha Vav. Now these next few Mishnayos discuss Toma, so quick intro with a few pointers is in order. The highest level of Toma is called Avi Havais, the father of fathers, and that's a human corpse itself. Something that touches it becomes an Av HaToma, something that touches an Av becomes a Rishon, which is also called a Vlad, something that touches a Rishon becomes a Sheni, and when dealing with Chulin food, that's it. Chulin cannot become anything less than a Sheni. However, Truma, on the other hand, could become a Shlishi, and Kodshim can even become a Revi. Now, here are two important terms. Tamei means that this thing is so Tamei that it could be Metamei other things, whereas Pusel means it's Tamei, but cannot be Metamei other things. For example, Kodshim, which becomes a Revi Latoma, is called Pusel, because it cannot be Metamei anything else. And as we go along these Sogyos, we're going to add more things to our database of knowledge of Toma. With this in hand, the Mishnah tells us, Ruchananya Sganakanim tells us, Mimeim Shel Kaihanim, in all the days of the Kaihanim, Loi Nimnu Milisif as a Basar Shinitma Bavlada Toma, in Basar Shinitma Ba'ava Toma, they never withheld burning meat that became Tame because it was touched by Vlada Toma, along with meat that became Tame because it was touched by an Ava Toma, Aval Pisha Mesifin Loi Toma Tumasai. Even though, when we put these two different meats together, the one that has the lower level of Toma is getting Toma added onto it because it's touching a higher level Toma, no problem. Since anyway it's already Tomei, it's fine. Even if it becomes higher level of Toma when it's being burned together, it's perfectly fine. Now the question obviously is, what are these two different levels of Toma that we're talking about that the lower one is becoming more Tomei? So we have two different shitas. The Gemara tells us, Bar Kapara Amar, Bar Kapara explains, Ava Toma Dvar Taira, Zayin Obez on top, Vlad Toma Midivrehen. Then when the Mishnah says the meat became Tomei by Ava Toma, that means it was touched by an Ava Toma and it became a Rishon, and that's a Rishon Mida Oiraisa, and the other piece of meat was touched by a Vlad Toma, which means it was touched by a Rishon, and therefore it's a Sheni, but it's only a Sheni Midderabanan. That's what its Toma happens to be. And therefore, the Chiddush that we're learning in the Mishnah from Chanani Sagano Kehanim is that when we have Toma Midai Raisa being burned with Toma Midderabanan, no problem, even though now the Toma Midderabanan is becoming a Dai Raisa because it's touching a Dai Raisa Toma. Not a problem, we could turn a Midderabanan Toma into a Dai Raisa. Whereas Rabbi Yechon explains differently, Bainza Dvar Taira, each piece of meat that we're discussing here, we're Toma Midai Raisa, and that's what we're referring to. Now, we still need to clarify Rabbi Yechon's Shita, and that's what the Gemara tells us. According to Bar Kapara's explanation in the Mishnah, everything's fine because the higher level of Toma that the piece of meat is becoming is going from Drabanan to Dairaisa. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, what's the Chedesh? Ava Toma Isa Rishon, Vlad Toma Isa Sheni. The first piece of meat, which was touched by an Ava Toma, so that means that it itself is a Rishon. The second piece of meat that we're talking about was touched by a Vlad Toma, which means that that second piece is a Sheni. And the problem is, Sheni Shinaga Barishon, Hariubim Kaime Sheni. If a piece of meat, which is a Sheni, touches a Rishon, it remains a Sheni. Shani, it doesn't become a Rishain, as we said in our introduction to Toma, then when something touches another thing that's Tame, it becomes one level lower of Toma. But if the second piece of meat is already a Shani and it touches a Rishain, it doesn't become a Rishain, it remains a Shani. So what type of Toma is being added on over here according to Rabbi Yochanan? And the answer is, Shashlishi Shenaga Barishain Nasa Shani, that actually the second piece of meat that we're referring to wasn't a Shani, it was a Shlishi Batoma, and when it touches a Rishain, it now becomes a Shani, and that's how we're adding Toma on. Now we continue discussing this Machlaikas Bar Kapar and Rabbi Yochanan in light of another Machlaikas. Tanu, we have a Brayas, Beshameh, and Beshameh says, Ain Sarfin Basar Tar and Basar Tame, no burning Tahar meat with Tame meat. What's this referring to? So the Tame meat is just regular Tame Kachim, and the Tar meat that we're referring to is Tahar meat, but has a psul for a different reason. For example, it's Pigal or Nisar. So it has to be burned, but it's still considered Tahar. Beshameh says, no burning them together, because we're going to be making the Tahar meat Tame. However, Besel Matiri and Besel allows it. Now, that Bar Kapara Nicha. According to Bar Kapara, it makes sense that we have two separate chidushim. What we just learned in Beisham Beisil is the start from Psol Taira and Psol Tome Taira, they were allowed to burn meat, which is Pasol Midaraisa. It's not Tame, it's just Pasol Midaraisa, because either Nicer or Pigal, and it's allowed to be burned with something that is Tame Midaraisa, and that's Chiddush number one. And Utsuchin and Mashma, we also need the Chiddush of our Mishnah that Tomas Divrehen in Tomas Taira were allowed to burn Tame Darabana meat with Tame Dairaisa meat. That's of Chanan Yuskana Kaham's Chiddush in the Mishnah. So we have two separate chidushim. However, I'll add Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, and she's Rabbi Yochanan, in Psol Taira, in Tumas Taira Sarfin, since we see from the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel that we're allowed to burn something that's Pasol Dairaisa with something that's Tame Midaraisa, which means that this thing which is Pasol Midaraisa but still Tahar is becoming Tame when it's being burned with the Tame thing. So Kol Shekein Tumas Taira and Tumas Taira. For sure, we're allowed to burn two different types of meat that are Tame Midaraisa together, and one of them is just becoming a little bit more Tame. That's obvious. What's Rav Chanan Yiskanu Kehanim teaching us in the Mishnah that's a bigger Chiddush that we wouldn't know from this Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel? And the answer is, Rav Chanan Yiskanu Kehanim Shanya Mishem Beisham Beis Hillel. Rav Chanan Yiskanu Kehanim's Chiddush is in Shitas Beisham Beis Hillel. In other words, Rav Chanan in the Mishnah is teaching that Beishamai only argues with Beis Hillel with Tame versus Tahar, but when both pieces are Tame, then there's no issue making it more Tame, even according to Beishamai. So that's the Chiddush Rav Chanan Yiskanu Kehanim. And now we're going to ask a question on Bar Kapara's explanation of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Manu Kumi Rabbi Yisa. Rav Manu said in front of Rabbi Yisa, Al Dait Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. We have to add in Al Dait Bar Kapara Kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everything's fine. According to Bar Kapara, we have a problem. What did Bar Kapara tell us? That the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Toma Derabanan is allowed to be burned with Toma Deraisa. The problem is Toma Derabanan in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, which is when Rav Chanan Yiskanu Kehanim lived, wasn't supposed to be burned. We only learned later on, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that Toma Derabanan is supposed to be burned. And that's what the question is. The Gemara continues explaining. Demar Rabbi Yochanan said, Shisha Sveikas Hayu Talan Alein Ubayin, that there are six types of Suffolk Toma, which we're going to see at the end of today's Gemara, that there's a din of Talan Alein Ubayin, that we're Tyla, we say that Truma that got involved in the Suffolk is Suffolk Tame, but we don't do anything with it, we just leave it. And Uba Usha Gazra Alein Srefa, it was only in Usha, which is where the Sanhedrin sat, after destruction of Beis HaMikdash, that they were geyser, that this Suffolk Toma should be burned. And Rechanan Yisgana Kehanim, Leit Lekaidim Usha Haya, wasn't Rechanan Yisgana Kehanim before Usha, he was during the Beis HaMikdash itself. Vekaidim Usha, Loyais the Srefa Ledevrayin. Before Usha, there was no burning of Toma Midrabanon. And again, as we just said before, Bar Kapara's whole explanation of Rechanan Yisgana Kehanim's Chiddush is that Toma Derabanon is burned with Toma Dairaisa. But there was no Toma Derabanon burned in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we reconcile this? It seems to be that we should go through Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnah, not Bar Kapara. So Amar Rabbi Yisrael tried to respond to Rav Mana, the Tifter, we could explain as follows, that the Toma Derabanon that we're talking about in the Mishnah is that it became Tame by touching a glass keli that was Tame, and that Toma is Midrabanon. And when the Rabbanon made their Gzeira, the glass kalim could become Tame, built into that Gzeira was that any Kachim meat which touches a Tame glass kli is going to be burned. So it's that type of Toma Derabanon meat that we're talking about is being burned in the Mishnah, not one of the Shisha Sveikas that we're going to see later on. However, Amar Leir Rabbanon responded to him, Afilu Tamer Nitav Chayz Chuches, even want to say it became Tame Derabanon because it was touched by a Tame glass kli, that still doesn't help us out. Because Chesam and Alpha on the top, Loikain Amar Rab Zeura, wasn't the following said by Rab Zeura in the Nehru Avuna who said B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, that Yosef ben Yezer Ish Sreda, the Yosef ben Yechan Ish Yushalayim, Gazru Toma al Eretz Ha'amim al Kleiz Chuches, they were guys are two types of Toma. Number one on Eretz Ha'amim, which means all lands outside Eretz Yisrael, all Chutz La'aretz, has this Toma called Eretz Ha'amim, since they're mostly populated by non-Jews. And non-Jews don't really care where they bury their dead, they're not makbet to bury in a cemetery, therefore, anywhere you walk in Chutz La'aretz, you might be walking over a dead body. Therefore, dirt from Chutz La'aretz has exer that it's Tame Meis, and they were also geyser on Kleiz Chuches, the glass kalim could become Tame, and again, this is a Toma Derabanan. And Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says that Yudah ben Tabai v'Shem ben Shetach, Gazra al Klei Matchois, there were geyser on metal kalim, and Hil v'Shamai Gazra al Taras Yadayim, there were geyser on the Tara of hands. And here's the completion of the question. And pay attention to the girsa change. Rav Mana Savar Meimar, Rav Mana wanted to say in his response to Rav Yaisa that Eretz Ha'amim Kleis Chuches Tuluya, that when we say that Yosef ben Yosef Shreda and Yosef ben Yochanan Yishushalayim were geyser on Eretz Ha'amim and Kleis Chuches, what was their gzeira? That it's Tomei Midrabanan. What were they geyser? That these things were only a Tomei Midrabanan. And in Melef, Trumor, Kachim touches it, that's only Tomei Midrabanan, and it's only Tuluya. It's only hanging in balance, but we're not going to burn it. And that's why he's responding to Rav Yaisa by saying that even if you want to say the meat of our Mishnah of Chananya Sagano Kehanim had touched Kleis Chuches, that's still not a reason to burn it. The gzeira was only that it's Teluya, that we leave it and we don't touch it, but not that we burn it. However, Rabbi Yaisi Savar Meimar, Rabbi Yaisi, the reason why he argues with Ramana is because he holds Eretz Ha'amim Teluya. You're right, the Tomei Midrabanan of Eretz Ha'amim, that's only Teluya, we're not going to burn anything. But Kleis Chuches Sreifa, from the very outset of the gzeira of Kleis Chuches, built into it was the meat or anything else that touches it is going to be burned right away, not that it's Teluya, and therefore that's what our Mishnah could be referring to. So no question for Ramana on Rabbi Yaisi from this din of Kleis Chuches. And we just conclude this sogya, Elohim Shisha Sveikais, these are the six Sveikais that we had said they were geyser on, we're Safik Toma, but we're not going to do anything, and only later on in Usha, they were geyser that we're going to burn that Safik Toma. Al Safik Besa Pras, one is Safik Besa Pras, this is a whole field or a whole area that we knew had a kever in it, it had a grave, but then it was plowed over and the grave was lost, we have no idea where it is. So the entire area is Besafik, because any step a person takes may be stepping on that grave, or a bone from the grave. And also Al Safik Eretz Ha'amim, Safik of Eretz Ha'amim, we just mentioned what Eretz Ha'amim was before, that's dirt in Chutz La'aretz. Let's say that dirt was taken into Eretz Yisrael. So Truma that touches it is a Safik, and Al Safik Bigdei Am Aretz, Safik of the Begadim of an Am Aretz. We know that Ame Aratzim are not careful with Tumen Tahara, and therefore it's very possible that the wife of an Am Aretz, when she was in Nida, sat on her husband's clothing, making it Tamei, and that means that if you touch the Am Aretz's clothing, maybe your Tamei, or food such as Truma that you have, is going to be Tamei, so that's also a Safik, because it's not 100% sure that she touched them, or that she wasn't Tahar. Also, Al Safik Roikik, Safik of spit, if we find saliva on the floor, we're not so sure if it's from a zav or not, so maybe it's tamei, maybe it's not. And Al Safik Meiragli Adam, on the Safik of urine of a person, we don't know if that urine is tamei or tahar, and that's even Shehu Kenegin Meiragli Behema. If it's right next to the urine of an animal, we still don't say, oh, since we have animal urine over here, which is not tamei, so for sure the urine that's right next to it is also from an animal. We do not necessarily say that. What's the din regarding all these? Al Vadem Agon, if Truma, for example, for sure touched these things, she Safik Tumasan, that is Safik Tuma, because even though for sure touched it, we don't know if it's Tamei, and Al Elu Sarfan Truma, in regards to all of these, if Truma touched it, that's when the Regezer and Usha, that we're going to burn that Truma. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, with another Mishnah, continuing with this whole discussion of Tuma, bringing an added Chedesh on top of what Rav Chananya Sagano Kehanim had told us in our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.